Hello, everybody. Hi. Thank you. I am going to be brief right now. I just wanted to give a quick announcement. I'll be back later in the show, I promise. But this first work has some strobing effects. So if you're light sensitive, the work is about 20 minutes. So we'll just give you, if you do have light sensitivity, it's a little bit of time to step out. And then please come back in 20 minutes because there's no more strobing after that. Okay, please enjoy the show.
There is a space somewhere between the sun. It's fluid, but then it's dark. Between the sun dissolves at every moment. Still half awake. Can you hear that? Thank you. neither fear for the past, neither happiness nor sorrow. It's free, let's fail, let's fail. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sometimes out of sight and doing up to 12 hours in the air.
Oh. far?
Average speed of 97 kilometers per hour. Up to 160 kilometers per hour.
Scientists believe homing pigeons utilize both compass and mechanisms to navigate home. The compass mechanisms relies upon the sun. Like many bird species, homing pigeons use position and angle of descent to determine proper direction for flight. Researchers believe the pigeons use magnetoreception, relying on Earth magnetic fields for guidance. Concentrations of iron particles in the beak allows for easy detection of magnetic fields. Recent research suggests that pigeons may employ low-frequency infrasounds inaudible to human ears to navigate home. These low-frequency sounds are created by nearly everything, including the oceans and crust. Scientists believe homing pigeons that utilize both compass and map mechanisms to navigate. The compass mechanisms relies upon the sun.
Thank you.
Hello. Enjoying the show?
Yeah, all right, great.
Okay, let's take a look here. I have we have a lot of thank yous, and I'm going to get them here. So we have received lots of support from lots of different organizations and individuals, and we just want to give them a shout out here because we think it's really important to give the thanks where they're due. We could not do this without them and without many of you here. So first off, we'd like to thank the Alice M. Ditson Fund for New Music, the Copeland Fund for New Music, the Amphion Foundation, the Barlow Endowment for Music Composition, the Fromm Music Foundation at Harvard University, the Brooklyn Arts Council, and the Foundation for Contemporary Arts. All these organizations are wonderful, and they help support this wonderful music you are hearing tonight. We've also received lots of in-kind support from different folks, from rehearsal space to just plain old nourishment through good food during long days of tech, which you can imagine is probably the case here. So thank you also to the Brooklyn Music School for the wonderful rehearsal space that we were in 2 days ago, and Reed College, and of course also Borayun for all your generosity these past few months. We'd also love to thank many of our individual donors who made this project possible. There are too many to point out or to give a shout out to, but their donations help us continue to make wonderful programming like this. And with that said, here's the call to action. Our end of year fundraising campaign is coming up, so all the donations to our group are fully tax deductible. So please consider hopping on our website, smashing that donate button, and we can do some more stuff like this. We also have totes and an email sign up out there in the lobby. So if you want some sick Decipher swag that is inspired by the installation you are going to see right now, do visit the table and buy a bag, rep us, and then stay up to date. And with that, I'll introduce the last work of the evening. This is Cat's Cradle, conceived by Borayun, which she developed in collaboration with Davis Polito.